Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good Sunday morning. Rashini here along with Dr. David Hilden for another edition of Healthy Matters. Phone and text lines open the whole hour, 651-989-9226. And today we're going to get into allergies. We'll spend most of the show on that. If we can sneak in other questions later in the show, we will. But Dr. Hilden, this is a very important and popular topic.
Indeed it is, Rashini. We're going to talk about all those things that not only just make you have the sniffles and the scratchy eyes, but it can affect your whole body and your whole life. And so in the springtime, we sometimes do an allergy show, but as some of us have been reminded, it's a year-round issue for many of us. And so we're gonna talk about all kinds of allergies today, environmental allergies. We're going to probably get a few questions about people who have concerns about, you know, allergies and vaccines. I heard there's a vaccine going around. So we're going to talk about all that today with one of my colleagues, John Sweet. I personally like this topic because I get up every morning and have the sniffles and have all of that, and especially in this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those times of year. I mean, just last night we were out to dinner with some friends and my husband was sneezing the entire way home. And he's not a year-round allergy person, but this time of year definitely gets to him. So I know we're going to have a lot of questions today for you and for Dr. Sweet. But, you know, give us the breakdown. What's actually happening in your body, Dr. Hilden, that causes allergic reactions?
Yeah, a lot of people think that it's you've got some underactive allergy system or something, but it's actually the opposite. Your body's a little too exuberant in its response to some perceived insult. Something that's floating in the air or something, and it's in the food you eat, or your body sees it as something perhaps worse than it is. And so many of us just have over exuberant immune systems. And that's sort of the basics of an allergy. But you know what? Here's the funny thing. I went to med school. I did all that. I went to class and I learned about that. But I have just scratched the surface in my knowledge about allergies. And so there's a whole specialty in this. And that would be that of an allergist who studies both your body's allergies in the world, but it's also they also study immunology. So it's about your body's response to it. Before we do get to Dr. Sweet, I want to just do a couple little bit of housekeeping things, or just alert listeners to a few things that are going on. We have at Hennepin Healthcare a film series that launched this past year. It's called Here, H-E-R-E. And the Here series highlights amazing journeys and life-saving care over at Hennepin. And trust me, these stories are really worth your time. The first one was about a gentleman named Reggie, who his story was just so touching. Well, the second in the series of the Here movie series is out. And I'm going to tell you just briefly about it. It's about a young man named Dalton Northway. Dalton, he's a fun-loving, typical fun-loving 10-year-old guy. He lives in Brownsdale, Minnesota. And, you know, he's a little bit of a prankster, a little bit of a daredevil. He loves to go water skiing with his family whenever he can. And so last summer, something really awful happened to Dalton. He had a boating accident, nearly severed both of his legs, gashed one of his arms. So, you know, it was really a rough thing for this young man, Dalton. He was airlifted to our place, our level one pediatric trauma center at Hennepin Healthcare. And a team of experts quickly got together. They tried to save his legs and his life. And this is a story you're going to want to see about young Dalton. You can watch this dramatic story. It's on our Here series. It's at hennepinhealthcare.org/here, H-E-R-E, like we're here for you. We're here for life is our slogan. So hennepinhealthcare.org/here, and you're going to want to see Dalton's story. You can do that right after the show. I mean, you can do it during the show, but you're going to be glued to your radio. So maybe you can do it right after the show and listen to that. I'm going to tell you a little briefly about vaccine eligibility. Vaccines are available, or they're everyone over age 16 is now qualifies by the state of Minnesota guidelines to get it. At Hennepin, we're still prioritizing our patients who are considered high risk until everybody's had a chance. So if you are looking for a vaccine, we encourage you to go sign up for Vaccine Connector at the Minnesota Department of Health. And to look for something from your healthcare provider or go to one of the pharmacies. There's a lot of ways to get your vaccine.
All right, lots to get into today. We're focusing on allergies, which I'm sure touches so many of you out there or your family members. Definitely irritating. Dr. John Sweet will get into that with us after the break. You can call and text us. The number 651-989-9226. We always promise on Healthy Matters we'll get to you. If you call us, we will do our best to get to you if you text us. And then, of course, you can also play on Twitter, Dr. David Hilden, Dr. David Hilden, or at Rashini R. You can tweet us today or during the week as a way to communicate about Healthy Matters. All right, we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Where do allergies go when it's after a show and they want to get something to eat? Allergies.
There is truly a song for everything, and there are many allergies out there, and I'm sure you have one of them. Rashini Rajkumar back with you, and your host, Dr. David Hilden, on this Sunday's episode of Healthy Matters. We're talking allergies. You can call us at 651-989-9226. You can also text us. And I know, Dr. Hilden, we have a special guest today to get us through this.
Indeed, we do. To follow up Devin's music selection there, he's reaching into the vault with that one. I love it, Devin. We have Dr. John Sweet. I've known Dr. Sweet since the first day of medical school. We sat together in a lecture hall in the campus of the University of Minnesota, and we took notes, or at least some of us took notes. And I think John was the one who took notes. I think I was the one doing all the talking, distracting him. But Dr. Sweet, thanks for coming back on the show today.
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. Thanks.
Good to have you, John. And so Dr. Sweet is an allergist at Hennepin Healthcare. He's the director of the Division of Allergy and Immunology at our healthcare system. He did go to medical school, as I said, with me at the University of Minnesota, where I learned everything I know from him. And then he completed his internal medicine residency at Hennepin County Medical Center and then went on to an allergy and immunology fellowship at the University of Minnesota. So he's your guy about all things allergy. So, John, just could you start us off? Give us a little basics on what is your body doing in an allergy?
Yeah, Dave, I think you touched on that. That was one way to think about allergies. It's an overactive response of your immune system to a benign protein, whether it's in a food, pollen, environmental matter, animal. And your body responds with this attack, trying to attack and remove that allergen from the body. So that can result in sneezing, itch, hives, vomiting with the food or other things. And so it's an overactive immune response to something that the body should ignore. Too often people think allergies as a weakness, but actually it's a sign of a very, very healthy, well-nourished immune system that's bored, picking a fight with things it should ignore.
So Rashini and I, we're not weak. We're strong with our allergies, huh? That's the deal right there. But it can be your allergies can be due to things, and you said in food and in the seasonal. Why is it seasonal? Why do some of us, you know, get allergies worse right now and it gets better in other times?
Yeah, at this time of year, spring season, this is the time that tree pollens are releasing billions and billions of pollen spores from each tree. And it's been going on for about 3 weeks now. And so a lot of you allergy sufferers have probably been aware of this for the past, just about the past month or so. After the spring season comes the early summer, and that's grass pollen season. So anywhere about late May through June, July, we expect grass allergy sufferers to start having symptoms. Then anywhere from midsummer, June, July, August, September, it's weed pollen season, followed by mold season when everything's dead and decaying on the ground. And then you got indoor allergy seasons to take you through the winter, whether you're allergic to your pet or dust or if there's any mold intrusion into the house. So those are all potential environmental allergens that can trigger the symptoms.
So a lot of us have calendars on our wall of the beautiful change of seasons in Minnesota. I can't imagine what an allergist calendar looks like with those seasons.
I'm always watching for the snow melt. And that's when I expect that's when the mold will come out, and I expect patients to start calling soon after that.
So when should somebody see you? And I would like to just tell listeners that Dr. Sweet sees patients at a couple of our locations at Hennepin. I'll let him tell us where those are. But if you need an allergist, here's your guy, everybody. And the number to reach him through our center is 612-873-MYMD, 612-873-6963. So when should somebody come and see you, John, you know, as opposed to just toughing it out?
Well, I can tell you that the pattern that we typically see is patients who seek out care themselves, that they've tried everything over the counter. They've tried multiple antihistamines, multiple steroid nasal sprays. They've tried sinus irrigation, but when their environmental allergies remain poorly controlled, or if their goal is to reduce their need for medications, that's when they seek out us. But otherwise, we will get referrals from primary care providers, from dermatology, ear, nose, throat, our friends in pulmonary. They'll all send patients to us asking for assistance and helping control some of these symptoms that just seem to be refractory or unresponsive to medications.
All right, we have some texts coming in, Dr. Sweet, for you, and people can call and text Dr. Hilden and Dr. Sweet today, 651-989-9226. We are talking allergies. This person says, I'm wondering what Dr. Sweet thinks about using sublingual drops for allergies. How is that different from allergy shots?
Well, that's a good question. The whole idea, both allergy shots and sublingual immunotherapy, is a way of trying to induce the immune system to tolerate these things. And there's a role for both. Sublingual drops or sublingual tablets is one way to introduce the allergen into the body to try to build tolerance to this. There are studies that show that it can be effective. Unfortunately, right now they're not FDA approved, so insurance doesn't. Most insurance programs or companies don't support that or payment of it, but they can be effective. You can find practitioners to do that. There are some questions about the strength of how effective they are. I have many patients that I see, and there's a bias, that have tried these drops, and sometimes they're lacking in the efficacy that they wanted, but absolutely they can be effective for mild allergy sufferers.
So when you're giving shots, John, what are you actually injecting?
Well, that's we're taking – first we figure out what you're allergic to. We like to treat broadly to try to figure out what is triggering your symptoms, whether it's indoor or outdoor allergens. We're actually taking the proteins of those things, purifying them, diluting them down to a level very, very low that your body should tolerate without any sort of reaction. And we slowly build the dose. And sometimes we build the dose up more 20,000-fold, 100,000-fold to a level to build your tolerance to these things. So when you are exposed to them, your immune response is much less or non-existent or doesn't happen at all. And so most people, we can build them up to a maintenance dose of tolerance where our goal is to get them to approximately once a month to receive a treatment. And so we can build tolerance, and the goal is long-term response. When we stop treatment, the benefit can keep going on years after.
All right, Doctor, let's get in one quick text before we have to go to break. We have more texts coming in. People can call us at 651-989-9226. We're talking allergies. This listener wonders, does spending a lot of time outdoors with our kids help prevent seasonal allergies for adults?
That's a good question. Some exposure can absolutely help. It's great. Theory called the hygiene hypothesis, that children raised on farms around livestock and more exposure to the world around them, their body learns what is natural and learns to not react to these things versus being kept in a very clean, hypoallergenic environment, actually impairs the immune system from learning what is natural. So the whole idea is early exposure can be helpful. However, but if you do have the genetic tendency for it, if both the parents have the genes for allergies and they're passing it on to the child, that really increases the odds that the child could develop allergies. And one of the predictors of just developing allergies is we watch in what we call the allergic march. The child born with eczema, that often can be a sign of allergies that could develop later in life.
Very interesting. The allergic march. That's mm-hmm. a new term. I hadn't heard that before. We are talking allergies with Dr. John Sweet. He is the Division Director for Allergy and Immunology at Hennepin Healthcare. And, of course, your host, Dr. David Hilden. We are talking with both of them. You can, too, give us a call, 651-989-9226. We'll take your calls and texts when Healthy Matters returns. We are back on Healthy Matters. Rashini Rajkumar along with your host, Dr. David Hilden, and our special guest, Dr. John Sweet. We are talking allergies. Call us, text us, 651-989-9226. Here is a really interesting question, Dr. Sweet. Do indoor air cleaners and filters help minimize allergies?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's often a recommendation we make, but we always like to emphasize that it's just one part of trying to reduce your allergen exposure. There's really just one silver bullet, but actually HEPA air cleaners can be very helpful in reducing pet dander that's floating through the air, as well as any temporarily airborne dust mite particles. So yes, we do recommend that, particularly in the bedroom. If you have an indoor allergy and you're allergic to your cat or your dog, or we strongly recommend having a HEPA air filter running in the bedroom, at least while you're there. That often can help reduce the quality of the air and reduce the allergen exposure, but it's one part of the thing. If you need a HEPA air filter, you probably should have allergen covers too, because you're trying to seal up any dust mite or pet dander you might be allergic to that can be in the mattress or in the pillows. So, and then there's always frequent washing of the bedding linen. So if you need a HEPA air cleaner, it's one part of a multi-pronged approach.
John, I've seen your office, and you have a poster on the wall with a bedroom that doesn't look like mine. Excuse me. It looks clean, and there aren't like rugs all over the place, and it's also clean and very Scandinavian looking, I might add. My bedroom has a ceiling fan with an inch of dust on it. You know, so what should not that I don't, not to suggest I don't clean very often, but do measures around the house like that really help? I mean, what are you going to do about your dog? I mean, you're not going to get rid of your dog.
No one ever does. It's often, I'm often met with a lot of tears or denial that when I tell them the cat or the dog is a source of a lot of their symptoms. And I'm in full agreement that the pet is unlikely to ever go. You're more likely to get a new allergist before you're going to get rid of a dog. So bathing the pet can help. Once a week can reduce the amount of allergen exposure. There are new pet foods coming out that have supposedly reduced the amount of allergen in the saliva of the animal. These all can have mild and modest effects, but being vigilant, I always say, if you're going to reduce the allergens in your bedroom with HEPA air cleaners, cleaning, changing bedding linens, putting on allergen covers, I'd say do the deep clean. See how you feel the next morning. If you did enough, you should feel better if you've reduced your indoor allergen. But then account, how many days does it take for your morning symptoms to come back? Is it 3 days, 5 days, seven? That's the interval that you should be doing the cleaning again.
All right. So, okay. Yeah, I was just going to jump in with this very connected text to that. This person says, I've had seasonal and pet allergies my entire life. I'm 64. I have been off shots about 7 years. Allergies seem to be getting worse again. Would it be a good idea to consider shots again? My allergist moved, so I'm looking for a new one, too.
Absolutely, and that's about right. I often say, when I start patients on allergy shots, they ask how long will they last. And depending on how effective they were or how long you did them, they can have effect on years, 5 years, 10 years. Sometimes I'm usually someone's second allergist 10, 20 years after they've completed their first set of allergy shots. And so, yeah, they can be very effective. And studies have shown that often the second round can be even more effective or long lasting.
So, you know, I'll jump in there. You know, you've tried your other allergist. Now you need to go to Dr. Sweet. John, where do you practice?
We got downtown across from the Hennepin Healthcare Hospital, as well as in Golden Valley and the North Loop.
And so he's at three different locations. Three locations. What more could be better? You just have to find, you have to find which days at which place. 612-873-MYMD is the way to get a hold of his office to schedule an appointment with him. You might also want to go to hennepinhealthcare.org and just search for his name. You'll see Dr. Sweet on there. John, I got to ask the inevitable question. What about this vaccine, the COVID vaccine? What do I do if I've had I have allergies? Can I get the vaccine? What do I do if I carry an EpiPen, because I have bee sting allergies, for instance? Could you just comment about vaccine safety and allergies?
That's a good question. We've got a lot of questions. There were some scary reports first that emerged out of Britain when Pfizer vaccine was first administered and early on. So there was concern about how strong how many people would have allergic reactions to this. But is this a novel virus? That means a novel vaccine. And we're learning a lot as we go. But the studies show that actually having anaphylaxis to the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines is extremely rare. And Pfizer is down to about 5 out of 1 million doses, versus Moderna, even about 2.5 cases of anaphylaxis out of a million doses. So the chances are really very, very low. And even if you do have food allergies or venom allergies or have history of anaphylaxis of unknown origin, that does not necessarily put you at increased risk for having a severe reaction to the COVID vaccines. And the recommendation is get the vaccine, but instead of waiting 15 minutes, we say recommend 30 minutes after your shot.
All right, so here's a text that's kind of connected to COVID and that vaccine shot. The past 3 weeks, I've had red watering eyes. Have had red eyes before, but not watering. 78 years old, could this be connected to COVID? I've had my COVID vaccines.
That's a good question. There's often that question, is this allergy or is this COVID? And one thing that people can get conjunctivitis or red irritatitis, but often when we're looking for, is this allergies, we're looking for itchy, watery eyes that happen within, are you having post-nasal drip, sneezing along with that? So yeah, there is a lot of overlap with runny nose, red eyes, cough, headache. But with allergies, we're thinking more that you would expect it to itch, sneeze, as well as maybe some cough if you have a history of asthma. But with COVID, you think about unique symptoms as well. Fever, chills, muscle aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Those things would point to that. Could this be COVID? But we always say, if there's doubt, get tested.
We're talking with Dr. John Sweet. He is Division Director for Allergy and Immunology at Hennepin Healthcare. And, of course, our host, Dr. David Hilden. Call us, text us, 651-989-9226. This listener says, what effect do allergies have on a person with asthma?
Yeah. Actually, allergies, about 90% of all children with asthma have some form of environmental allergies versus adults with asthma, about 50% have environmental allergies. And absolutely, environmental allergies can exacerbate or make asthma worse. Dust mite allergies, pet allergies. I have patients who have just seasonal asthma. That's only the spring or summer do they actually have asthma symptoms. And so, yes, allergies can greatly affect your asthma symptoms and asthma control. And studies have shown that even now, allergy desensitization or allergy shots are proven effective treatment to help control allergic asthma.
This person asks, can I get the allergy shots at my clinic or Hennepin Healthcare?
Absolutely. Now, it is we have setups in several clinics where allergy shots are administered. It is a special process, so it's not just any clinic can do that, but primary care clinics are set up for it, as well as our locations. Absolutely, allergy shots can be given.
John, I have a question that somebody asked me earlier. Do your allergies fade when you age? And conversely, can you pick up allergies as you age?
Yeah, well, I'll start with that last point. Allergies can start at any point in life. Many people come to me and they're in their 20s, their 50s, even their 60s, and they ask why now. But absolutely, allergies can start at any point in life. Usually, some pattern we tend to see is that if one parent passed on the genes for allergies, you may develop them later in life. But there can be what we call a senescence, where allergies can improve or become less severe, and sometimes you might see that in your 70s or 80s become less prominent.
All right. Rashes, nasal spray. Some of the questions coming in on the text line. We also have some callers holding. We have to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Dr. John Sweet and Dr. David Hilden on Healthy Matters. You can call and text us, 651-989-9226.
It's a beautiful morning.
We are back on Healthy Matters. Not that many minutes left, so I'll ask our callers to be as brief as possible. We are talking allergies with Dr. John Sweet and Dr. David Hilden on Healthy Matters today. Call and text us, 651-989-9226. Jose is calling from St. Paul. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Say, I used to take allergy shots. I took them for about 20 years. Until about 3 years ago, I heard on your show that after 5 years, basically they don't do much for you. So I stopped taking it about 3 years ago, and I've been okay. But my concern is a week and a half ago, I took the COVID shot. And I don't know if this was a side effect or what, you know, that I forget things. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, my goodness, what happened? You know, like, split second, you know, I don't remember to do something. And I was kind of embarrassed to say anything about it. I said, man, but a co-worker mentioned the same thing to me. You know, she asked me, she said, do you feel like you're forgetting something, you know, in a split second after you got the shot? And I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is a side effect or something. I don't know.
What do you think, Dr. Sweet?
These are all anecdotal experiences. And so we're not sure if the caller was asking if that was an allergic reaction, but other than we don't anticipate the COVID vaccine causing these sort of effects, just like or as we would expect with any other vaccine. But the point about receiving allergy shots for 20 years, and then stopping the treatment, we typically recommend allergy shots 3 to 5 years. It's all these are general recommendations. Typically, some patients do go longer. They don't develop that long-term memory where the symptoms will come back shortly afterwards. But typical course is 3 to 5 years. Sometimes we do go longer with that. And we always say to pause treatment to see how you respond and see if the symptoms do come back. And the treatment can always be restarted if the symptoms do.
All right, so we have some callers waiting and lots of texts, so we'll try to get through all of our questions and answers as brief as possible. Linda is on the line from Apple Valley. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. My question is, I have an allergy to scented things, and when I was treated back in my 30s, they said there was no treatment for that specific allergy and just treated me for other light allergies I had, like dust and mold. Is there any treatment now for someone that has an allergy to scented things?
That's a good question. When people do have allergy to fragrances, we typically think about that in terms of contact dermatitis, like, let's say, fabric softeners or detergent that can cause rash-like irritation on the skin. And we recommend just avoidance there. But people with ambient fragrance sensitivities, we often find that people that have poorly controlled allergies will find that irritant of a fragrance much stronger. But if we get the environmental allergies under control, then most people will become less reactive or responsive to fragrances and such. But to answer the caller's question directly, there are no specific treatments to decrease the sensitivity directly to fragrances or scented things.
All right, Dr. Sweet, we've got about 3 minutes or less to go, so I think we'll try to get through a bit of a fire round with some of these very good texts that are coming in. What is the difference between lactose intolerance and dairy allergy? Our daughter can drink lactose-free milk, eat products that say it may contain milk, but she's kind of questioning the other side of that.
Yeah, so that's where the people say they're reacting to the dairy, so they use the word allergy. But so when there's a milk allergy, dairy allergy, you're reacting to the protein within the milk, and which can cause hives, swelling in the lips and tongue, or immediate vomiting. But we tend to see that starting in early childhood, infancy, maybe the first year of life. And that could be an allergic reaction. Lactose intolerance, however, is the difficulty digesting the sugar within the milk. And now that can cause abdominal bloating, some gas, some diarrhea, usually within 30 minutes, maybe an hour. But that's just a deficiency in the enzyme lactase to digest the milk. And taking a lactate supplement can help you digest the milk and enjoy the dairy products. And so that isn't an allergy. It's not an immune response, but a digestive response.
Okay, let's get into a couple more of these. Maybe we can get at least one more in here. One person is wondering if you ever outgrow allergies.
Yeah, children can outgrow allergies. About 1 in 5 can, particularly we do see it in many patients who have come to me with a peanut allergy, let's say, and about 1 out of 5 kids can outgrow that, which is much relief to all involved. But it can even happen with seasonal allergies or environmental allergies. But they're usually more milder when they start, and those are much more likely to be outgrown.
John, right. you're supposed to feed your kids peanut butter now, aren't you? Even little ones.
Yes, there is studies have shown that children with high risk for developing peanut allergy, like who have moderate to severe eczema in infancy or an egg allergy, they are at increased risk for developing, but actually getting about 2 to 3 grams of peanut protein in their diet several days a week over can actually reduce the chance of developing peanut allergy by 80% in these high-risk kids.
All right. Well, we are winding down with Dr. Sweet. So many great texts coming in. Dr. Sweet, thanks so much for being with us today. And as you heard, you can reach out to Dr. Sweet directly for your allergy and immunology needs. And if we didn't get to your question today, you can certainly connect with Dr. Hilden during the week. So thanks, Dr. Sweet, for joining us. And we'll wind down, Dr. Hilden, with your final thoughts and how people can get in touch with you this week, because there were a lot of texts that we didn't get to because of the time crunch here.
Absolutely. I want to thank John. You know, as I said at the top of the show, he's one of the first people I ever met in my medical career. And just on a personal note, my clinical practice has been made all the more rich for having friends like John. He is an expert at this, but not only that, he's a decent human being. He's a wonderful guy. You're going to want to see him if you need an allergist. And that's easy to do. Go to hennepinhealthcare.org and you can look at his smiling face, or you can call us up at 612-873-6963. I highly recommend him. You know, people wonder, where do you find a doctor? Well, here's where you find one. You get a recommendation from another doctor. So go see Dr. Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Great information from him. And once again, you can tweet Dr. David Hilden during the week. You can tweet me at Rashini R on Twitter with your questions. We will be back next Sunday with Open Line. So you can also save your questions for next Sunday. Meantime, Dr. Hilden, have a great week. And we wish all our listeners a healthy one too.
Thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.